Okay, today's daf was Erev and daf Lamed Gimel. Yesterday we learned that the only case that an Erev cannot be more than 10 tefachim off the ground is Be'ilan Hanota Chutz Li'arba Amos. If the Erev is on a branch that's more than 4 Amos away from the base of the tree, and the guy wants to be Kona Shvisa at the base of the tree, this would not work because the Erev isn't within his Dalet Amos. He'd have to be removed from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim where he wants to be Kona Shvisa. So the Gemara has two kashas on this. First, why does the Mishnah describe the Erev being above or below 10 tefachim when it's simply resting on a branch? So the discussion should be whether the branch is above or below 10 tefachim. So the Gemara answers that the branch we're speaking about bends and has portions that are above and portions below 10 tefachim. So you can't talk about if it's above or below 10 tefachim because it's both. Second, why can't the person climb the tree and take his Erev from the Rishus Yach that it's currently in and bring it over the branch to a place on the tree that is above the place at the base of the tree where it's Kona Shvisa? In this way, it can access the Erev without transferring it from Rishus Yach to Rishus Ram. So the Gemara answers that Kisharabi Makasvin Alev. Many people are walking by, adjust their packages on the lower part of the branch, which makes the branch into Rishus Rabin. So the only way to access the Erev would be for the man to bring it from Rishus Yach through Rishus Rabin. My Rebbe, my Rabbanan, what's the source for each opinion whether the Chum intended their gzeros to apply during Bein HaShemashos of Shabbos or not? So we have a brisa that says two statements. First one is that Rebbe holds that an Erev that's on a tree lower than 10 tefachim is a kosher Erev, but cannot be taken once Shabbos begins because of the Isser of being Mishtamish Be'ilan, of using a tree. This Isser was not in effect during Bein HaShemashos when the Erev had to take effect because it's only a Shavus, and the Rabbanan weren't going on a Shavus during Bein HaShemashos. The second statement is that Rabbanan hold that any situation that you cannot take the Eruv will mean that the Eruv is possible, and you cannot take the Eruv off of a tree during Bein HaShemashos because even Yisrim Drabbanan are operative during Bein HaShemashos. So there you have the Machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. So that's the Brisa. That's actually all the first statement of the Brisa, but two Shitos, Rebbe Shita and the Rabbanan Shita. Then Zak the Brisa, the second statement. That Rebbe holds if you put the Eruv in a basket and hang it on a tree, the Erev is kosher. So Ravina explains, Rebbe's talking about a case where the basket and tree are each less than 4 tefachim wide, but when you combine them together, they equal a space of 4 tefachim wide. So if the tree alone were 4 tefachim wide, that would be Rishus HaYachid, and the Erev would be possible, since you can't access it from the Rishus HaRabim, where you're Kona Shvisa. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, who says, Chokin Lahashlim, we view a solid structure as if it were carved out to make the basket as if it were 4 tefachim, and he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that the Erev has to be on a place that it's 4 tefachim wide, because the Erev always has to be on a makom chashav, on a substantial place. So keman delok Rabbi Yosef Bribuda, when Ravina explained the braisa speaking about a case where the area that the Erev rests is 4 tefachim wide and therefore can have the Erev on it, but is not a Rishus HaYachid, it's assuming against Rabbi Yosef Bribuda, who holds that any area elevated 10 tefachim off the ground that's 4 tefachim wide would automatically be considered Rishus HaYachid based on the principle of Gurachis. It allows us to view the walls of an elevated basket as if they extend down to the ground and make up a mechitz of 10 tefachim. So Rebbe's obviously assuming against Rabbi Yosef Bribuda. Says the Gemara, no, I feel the same Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara explains we could even say Ravina agrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But in our case, we need to use both the concept of Chok and Lahashlim to make the area 4 tefachim wide, and the concept of Gurachis to extend that 4 tefach area downward. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would not combine both concepts and use them together. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Shaini Kalkala Hoel V'Yachal Lintos Lavia L'Toch Hasar. Rabbi Yirmiyah explains that the tree itself is 4 tefachim wide, which would make it a Rishus HaYachid, and the Erev would still be valid because the Erev will not have to be transferred directly from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabin. When the basket is tilted within 10 tefachim to the ground, it's a Karmelis, and you can then take the Erev from the Karmelis to the Rishus Rabin, where it is Kona Shvisa. Esive Rav Bar Shava. Rav Bar Shava asked Rabbi Yirmiyah from a mission that seems to say the Erev has to actually be brought to the place where one is Kona Shvisa, and the potential to do so, such as by tilting the basket, would not be enough. The Gemara answers, Kazera Mishum Yom Tov Shchali Yosachar Shabbos. We only say that the Erev has to be in place, that he is Kona Shvisa, because when Yontov falls on Sunday, it would be impossible to bring the Erev right before Yontov, so even the potential to bring it wouldn't exist in that case. Esvei, the Gemara again challenges Rabbi Yirmiyah from a brisa that says if a man wants to be Kona Shvisa and Rishus HaYachid, such as a closet above 10 tefachim, and his Erev on a wall is on a wall that is 9 tefachim where people adjust their packages, and has a din of Rishus Rabim, the Erev is possible. if Rabbi Yirmiyahu were right, that we only need the potential to bring the Erev into the Makom Shrisa, why would this Erev be possible? After all, can he tilt the top of the closet that he's in and bring it to within 10 tefachim on the ground, which would make it a Karmelus, and then bring it into his Rosh HaSiyachid? So the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu hachal b'migdal mesumar askinan. Maybe the closet that he's in is nailed to the wall and can't be moved, so it's not going to be able to be made into a Karmelus, even potentially. Rav Amar hachal b'migdal aruch askinan. Rav says that the closet may be very long, and tilting it will extend its walls past 4 amos, so accessing Geiruv would mean transferring it 4 amos in a Rosh HaSarabim, and that's a separate issue, so that's another thing that makes the Geiruv inaccessible.